and we lived on the east side of Birmingham. That's Alum Rock.
What year did you move to Birmingham?
I think it was 1950. It would be 1950 because I've got a photograph which is dated 1951. So, of the family. So, therefore we'd know that's when it was, you know.
And when were you diagnosed with diabetes?
At the age of 13. When I didn't feel terribly well on the... it was a Tuesday morning, I remember it, because I asked my mother, I said, I think I've got the flu coming on. And anyway, she said, well, in that case, you better stay away from school. And I stayed away, and I was gradually, I didn't feel proper, right anyway, I don't know what it was, but anyway, I didn't feel right that day, and the following morning, I began to drink a lot. And when I say drink a lot, by the end of the day, I was drinking probably a glass full of water every 5 minutes or maybe 3 minutes in some cases, after a bit. And my mother, when my father came home, she said, you'll have to get him to the doctors, you know, because there's something radically wrong. And having done that, we went to the GP, and this doctor, he was an elderly man. He was about probably coming on to his 60s, I should say. And he must have told my father what was wrong with me. And anyway, I went back into I went to bed anyway, and I was in bed from overnight, and I was told I couldn't eat anything, only cabbage, and that's all, because the rationing was still on then. And if you think about it, they sort of cut everything out, and I lost between that time that he saw me and the following Monday, which was the earliest date they could take me into to the hospital to go and get some treatment. I lost half a stone, which was...